For I spoke a word, you were singing over me. You have been so, so good to me. Before I took a breath, you breathed your life in me. You have been so, so kind to me. Don't deserve, still you give yourself away. The overwhelming, never ending, reckless love of God. Your foe, still your love far from me. You have been so, so good to me. When I felt no worth, you paid it all for me. You have been so, so shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. There's no wall you won't get down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. There's no shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. No wall you won't get down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. Do you believe it? No shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. There's no wall.
Me down by two.
still I found leaves of 99. I couldn't earn it, and I don't deserve it. Still you give yourself away. All the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Like a hurricane, I am a tree bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy. And all of a sudden, I am unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory. And I realize just how beautiful you are and how great your affections are for me. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. How he loves us. Oh. Like a hurricane, I am a tree bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy. When all of a sudden I am unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory, and I realize just how beautiful you are and how great your affections are for me. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. How he loves us. Oh. loves us. Oh, how He loves us. Oh, how He loves us. Oh, how He loves us. Yes, He loves us. Oh, how He loves us. Oh, how He loves us. Oh, how He loves us.
Aren't you glad that God loves us? Oh, my. The love of God, the love of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Sister Sharon, what's the latest book that you've been reading in the Bible? Well, I mean, what's the last...
Revelation.
I don't know. The Lord just wanted me to ask you that because I need to know that for some reason. There's something. But anyway. This just tug on my heart tonight, aren't yours, about the power of the love of God?
The love of God.
Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Yes, He wants us to love on Him, and He wants us to take that love and to love others. Glory. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Father God, we love You. We honor You. We magnify Your name. We thank You, Lord, for Your sweet presence. We thank You, Lord, for each testimony that You have gave unto us. We could take all night of the things that You've done for us. Lord, we want to follow You completely and wholly. Hallelujah. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Glory. Hallelujah. Open up your Bibles to the Gospel of John, chapter 13. This isn't what I was going to minister on, but I think this is the direction the Lord would have us to go. Very familiar verses of Scripture. John chapter 13. We need to recognize and realize what, in a deeper reality, what the Lord... has gave unto us so we can operate in it. What has He given to us? He's given us, the Bible says, He loves us with an everlasting love. Amen? Hallelujah. Glory. Let's start reading in verse 31. John 13, 31. If you're there, say amen. Now keep in mind, of course, don't get nervous, but from John 13, 31 all the way to end of John 17, that's one continuous teaching. Jesus is teaching. And sometime you need to just meditate on those set of verses of Scripture. If you can, read the whole thing through and just let the Spirit of God talk to you. But John chapter 13, verse 31, it says, therefore, when He was gone out, Jesus said, right before Christ is getting ready to go to the cross. Now, He said, now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in Him. Verse 32. If God be glorified in Him, in Jesus, God shall also glorify Him, Jesus, in Himself, in God, and shall straightway glorify Him. Now notice what He says. Get excited with me. Little children, yet a little while I am with you. Don't you love it? We're called the children of God. That's who you are, amen? A child of God. Little children, yet a little while I'm with you, you shall seek me. And as I said unto the Jews, whither I go, you cannot come. So now I say unto you, verse 34. This is, in other words, the last thing I want you to remember. A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as, mark it down in your Bible, highlight it on the table of your heart, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. Verse 35. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if you have love one to another. Brother Donnie, would you pray? Yes. Amen and amen. You may be seated. Thank you so much. Thank you, Brother Donnie. Hallelujah. So you notice Corey, he ended on that last song. Oh, how he loves us. How he loves you and me. You know, and then as Brother Donnie took over the testimony service, and then you heard the direction from there. So the direction that I feel in my spirit is, just as Brother Donnie said, God wants us to love on Him, but He wants us to recognize 1 John 4:8, the scripture says, God is, the last part of it, God is love. God is love. And so Jesus said that I'm going to bring glory to the Father, and the Father is going to be glorified in me. Well, now you and I, we are part of that many-membered body. We are Jesus walking in the earth, per se. Right. You got to be careful who you say that to, because then they say, you think you're a little God or something? Yeah. You can be who you want to be. I'm going to be what the Bible says I am. Amen? We're going to be what the Bible says we are. We are sons and daughters of the Almighty God. And I'm sorry, whoever your father is, so here we are with this, as our sister said, this brand new DNA, this DNA that is not corrupted. See, what Satan done in the garden, when he come in and brought sin in, he perverted the DNA that God had placed in Adam and Eve. It was perfect. It was a love that where they could love each other, not with attachments, not with if, ands, or buts, but from spirit to spirit. They could love God spirit to spirit because they were clothed with the glory of God. Well, tonight, you and I raising our hands saying, thank you, Jesus. We've got on a white robe of righteousness. Amen? And so we're clothed with the glory of God. We just got to keep this flesh under subjection and remind the devil of it. Amen? Right. So here we are. We've got an opportunity to hear the words of Jesus. Jesus is going away, and He's preparing His disciples to take care of business until He comes again. Nothing has changed. It's the same for you and I here tonight. And so notice what Jesus said, though you can quote the scriptures. He says, a new commandment I give unto you. Now, I love how you talk to some people and you're not trying to get in doctrinal issues. You're just trying to talk about Jesus. But they don't want to talk about Jesus. They want to talk about, as Brother Corey said this morning, and as he said a while ago, they want to talk about religion. Well, religion kills. Jesus brings life. And I love that how they say, well, brother, I can do whatever I want to do because I'm not under the law. Praise God. We're saved by grace. But I can't ever understand how Jesus fulfilled the law for us where we didn't have to live it. But yet, in His teachings, out of His own mouth on the Sermon on the Mount, He reiterated everything that Moses had said. And not only did He reiterate it, He made it even harder than what Moses said. Because Moses said, if I commit adultery, Jesus said, if I look on a woman. Moses said, if I kill somebody, I murder somebody. Come on. Jesus said, if I hate him in my heart. See, Jesus Christ has lifted you and I to a higher standard. It's not about the letter of the law. It's about the grace of God. But the grace of God is that you and I can love now as Jesus loved. Because when he gives us a commandment, he empowers us to keep the commandment. Now this gets me excited. It makes me almost want to run. Because now that means I can love not because what somebody can do for me, not because what they have done for me, but because Jesus said, I put a commandment in you. Oh, come on now. Inside of you and I tonight is a manna word, a rhema word that was first a logos word, but it's being brought alive to us tonight by the Holy Ghost, making it a fresh rhema word. And that means that inside of us is an ability to love like we've never loved before. An ability to love without attachments, an ability to look like Jesus looked. He looked on the heart, not on the outward appearance. He didn't look on the action. Sometimes I can do some things and when I'm in the flesh, and if Donna looked at that and looked at it from a natural point, she could say, what a jerk. But she's never called me a jerk because she loves me. She loves me. She looks past that. And that's what God has done for you and I tonight. And because he's done that for us, he's put that seed in us to do it for others. Now, sometimes the ones closest to us is the hardest ones to do it for. But we can do it tonight because he said we could. Amen? So I want you and I, you feel that anointing? I want you and I to step into a new place of liberty, a new place of freedom. Now, I'm going to tell you what I feel in my spirit, and if you receive it and agree with it, then I think God will do it for you, because I know he's going to do it for me. Amen. There's going to be a move of his Holy Spirit when we come to this altar, and there's going to be a fresh baptism of love. Of love. We're always looking for power. We're looking for doodads. Jesus is wanting us to look for love. Because when we look for love, we're looking to God. We're looking to Jesus, and we're looking to the Holy Spirit. Amen? Now, in the Bible, and of course, we don't have time. It'd be an exhaustive study. But you know, we have water baptism. We have baptism into the Holy Ghost. We have baptism into the body of Christ. But we have a baptism of love. And we have somewhere along this journey, we've put too much emphasis on signs and wonders, though they're needed and they're there, but what we need is the love of God. If we'll let the love of God be the love of God in our life, it'll change the way we see everything. I know when I'm in love and when I'm not. When I'm in love, everything looks right. Everything sounds right. When I'm not, there can be something said and it sounds twisted. Because why? Because that's what the devil does. Amen? He twists things. Okay, so Jesus said, a new commandment I give unto you. Now, think about this. Jesus Christ himself has gave unto us tonight not something that we have to religiously follow. Like the world would read this and they'd say, you mean I got to love? But you and I, we look at it tonight. I don't have to do anything. I am getting a spiritual endowment. I'm getting to step in just like you would a bathtub or a baptistry or a creek. I am stepping in to a new dimension of a level of the love of God. Now, do you believe that? You got to believe it to receive it. I'm stepping in. I want you to say that in your heart. Believe that. Tonight, you're going to step into something, and it's going to be because Jesus Christ himself give it to you. And what he gives, he never takes away. I won't say who, Donna knows. I had somebody give me a reciprocating saw. I never had one. Man, I thought that was the greatest thing in the world. I kept it about a year, maybe. And the next thing I knew, I got a phone call and they said, hey, I want my saw back. I said, excuse me? He said, I want my saw back. I thought I was going to die, but I'm not going to die, so I didn't want my saw. Okay, you can have your saw. That's great. Thank you for letting me use it for a year. But God ain't like that, amen? When God gives you something, it's yours until you step in the eternity, and then it's even going to be more real to you. Amen? Because what did Jesus say? He said, I'm going to let you be over a few things here, but when you step over there, you're going to take those few things and they're going to turn into many. Oh, glory. Okay. And a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I loved you. Now, let's think about that just for a second. What a statement that is. Now, as much as you love your children, as much as you love your grandchildren, your great-great-grandchildren, come on, as much as you love them, we love them in the natural. But all of a sudden now, Jesus Christ is saying, because we are a disciple in Him, we're disciplined in Him, we believe Him and take Him at His word, He makes this statement. I'm going to give you the ability to love as I love. Oh, now that changes everything. Because all of a sudden, we recognize and realize there is a source of power of the love of God in us that is supernatural. And it's not going to have to be dreamed up. It's not going to have to be prayed up. It's not going to have to be worked up. It's just going to have to be believed. Tonight, all I've got to do is say, Lord Jesus, I take you at your word. I take you at your word. And then you're going to be encountered in a situation, as soon as you say that, the devil's going to come and try to challenge you on that word. And you're going to say, devil, don't walk by feelings. Though feelings affect me in the natural, they're not going to affect me in the spiritual. And so by faith, I'm going to love right now just as Jesus said. Now, what did Jesus do? Jesus loved so much that He always told the truth. We need somebody in the world today who will stand in the face of people who are deceived and love them enough to tell them the truth. That's in the natural, that's my weakness. But in the spiritual, that's going to be my strength. Amen? We got to believe that. We got to believe it. We got to receive it. Because right now, the reason we're where we're at is because everybody wants to be politically correct. Not going to work. People are going to die and go to hell being politically correct. You and I, we got to be God correct. Amen? And we're going to do it. And we're going to do it with love. Not with a condemning spirit. Not with a judgmental spirit. But with a spirit that makes them go, you mean God loves me enough that I can be different? That testimony, Brother Zach, God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, God's going to open you a door and give you a platform to share that testimony that's going to pull people back from the edge of the brink of hell. I believe it with all of my heart. That is going to make an impression on them, because they're going to know what you are saying is not words, but it's reality of relationship. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Because of the love of God. The love of God. Now, I want us to get excited here. Look at this now. He said, in verse number 35, he said, by this, by what? By that love, right? By this shall all men know that you are my disciples. Now let's think about that just for a second before you start running. By this, by the love of God, shall all men know, they shall know that you're disciplined in me. Now, what does that mean? Tonight, you and I being a Christian, being a disciple of Christ, we have some promises. Now, this was getting ready for Jesus to go to the cross and all of that. But after Jesus went to the cross and He gave His life for me, for you, for the whole world, He went in Mark 16 and He met His disciples. Amen? And He said, I've got a commission for you. That means tonight that you and I, we have a commission. A commission in the world means that I have authority, and that authority is according by the government agency, their range and their reach. Well, tonight, you and I, we've got the range and the reach of the living God. All right. So here we are tonight. We're in a place and a position where we recognize that he said that our discipleship, being in love, was going to make people know him. Him. Okay, so that means that by the love of God, we've got some authority tonight to do the impossible. Amen? All right, stay with me just a second. He said, by this shall all men know that you are my disciples if you have love one to another, and we're going to. So let's go to Mark 16. Let's see what the love of God will do in your life and out of your life. You know these scriptures. Look what Jesus said starting in verse 15. Mark 16, verse 15. You can get the context from the previous verses that he's talking to his disciples. And he said unto them, go. Go. You and I, we've got a place, some place to go. Amen? Thank God we get to go to church. But thank God we get to go into the world. Whether it's getting gas, getting groceries, whether it's going to work, whether it's going to a ball game or going to whatever it is that you like for entertainment even, whatever it is, you're doing it in the name of the Lord. Because the Bible says whatever you do, whatever I do, we do it for the glory of God. That means I don't get caught up in having to go in a missionary statement. I go in a missionary statement in every step of your life, my life. Now that ought to excite you, because that means that Jesus is going with you, and these signs are going to follow you. Amen? He said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. You can preach the gospel and never open your mouth. You can preach the gospel by doing simple things. Don and I, we checked out from the grocery store. It was late, and we was tired and didn't pay any attention. This has been a few years ago, and we had a 10-pound bag of potatoes that was on the bottom of the cart. And I forgot about them. She forgot about them. And we checked out the groceries, and nobody seen them. Went on through, got out to the car, and we was putting the groceries up, and there was those potatoes. I said, Donna, I said, did you put the potatoes up there? She said, no. I said, I didn't either. So Donna, she took the potatoes and went back in to that lady cashier, and she said, ma'am, I'm so sorry. This was under the bottom of the cart, and we dismissed it. And that lady she got teary-eyed, and she said, thank you, thank you, thank you. She said, that could have cost me my job. That's preaching the gospel.
Amen.
The little things that you do, the little things you walk in that's different from the world. That's preaching the gospel. You and I, we don't have to have scripture and verse memorized. We just got to have the love of God. And guess what? Most people's not going to listen to scripture or verse. They're going to listen to you tell them about a Jesus that you know that doesn't have to come with thee and thou, but comes with, oh my God, he touched me this way. This happened in my life. God gave me a wife. God gave me a house. God gave me my life back when the devil said I wasn't going to have one. That's what touches people, amen? That's what the gospel, that's preaching. That's preaching. And that sign is following every one of us, amen? And we do it because of the love of God. He said right here, verse number 16, he that believeth, how many believers we got? Come on, we're believers, amen? Every word in this book is true. Glory. Whatever, the Word of God is perfect. Man's translation of it may be something else, but God's Word is perfect. Now notice this. He said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. All of a sudden now, we've got a motivation factor. The love of God is in us is so strong. Apostle Paul said that he was compelled by the love of God. Jesus Christ was compelled to go to the cross because he loved the world so much. So that means that you and I now, we're looking at our life in a whole different ballgame. We're looking that our life is not about the moment of what we want to do and what we think we need to do. Our life is about that God is going to order something out of it. Just like You said, Brother Donnie, about the four-way stop. God was in that. Well, what I need to do when something tears up and I have to go get something instead of getting aggravated about it, I need to thank God that maybe there's going to be somebody on the other end that otherwise I wouldn't have an encounter with. Amen? Lord, refine me. Amen? Help me. Help me to see this. So here he is, and he's making this great statement. He's saying that you, with the love of God, we can cause people to be believers. Now he said, go, and those that believe, and those that don't. Why are they making a choice? They're making a choice because of you and I. Now we've got to get this emphasis off of God. Jesus has done that, everything he's going to do. Now he's going to do it through you and I. And so this is changing my attitude. God, you love me enough that you sent somebody to me where I wouldn't have to be damned. Now, Lord, I want you to send me where I can keep somebody else from being damned. See, we get caught up in they drink, they smoke, they do this, they do that. God's not interested in all that. You know what? What's the one sin that sends you to hell that's the only sin? That's the sin. Everything else that we get all caught up in, boy, you know, I saw so-and-so do it. We need to know whether they know Jesus and have accepted him. They're going to make mistakes, don't you? Let the love of God go past all of that. Amen? And motivate us to do what he said to do. Now notice what he says. And these signs shall follow them that believe. Come on, those who are saved. That's you and I. We're saved tonight. So there's some signs that are following you. They're chasing you down. And they're actually, it's like the light of the Lord behind you. And it's illuminating and it's shining and reflecting off your back, off your head, and going into the world. Amen? And here's what it's doing. He said, and these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. Now, you notice that's the first thing Jesus said? Now, we're real quick, if you look down here, we're real quick to want to talk in new tongues. We're real quick to do the last one, to lay hands on the sick. Do you think the demons have went away since Jesus gave the unction for this to be written? See, we've got so dignified and so refined that we don't need that verse. Yes, we do. Yes, sir. Nothing has changed. Dawn and I, we've been studying, and just like y'all do, but right now the Lord's led us. Do you realize that nearly one-third of the ministry of Jesus is dealing with the demons, evil spirits? If Jesus dealt with nearly one-third of his ministry while he was walking the earth, can you imagine where we're at today? Because nobody that you know of is dealing with it. What we want to do is, oh, I know a good doctor. We want to medicate them. Or we want to send them to a counselor. Praise God for doctors. Amen. Praise God for medicine. Praise God for counselors. We all need somebody to talk to. But you can't medicate a demon out. You cannot counsel a demon out. What did he say? You got to cast in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Some of the things that we do that we blame on the flesh has nothing to do with the flesh. Discerning the spirits is critical. It's essential. And we've got to operate in that. Amen? Because you and I, we've been praying with people about the same thing over and over and over. And the devil tells us, God's not hearing your prayer. And the Lord is wanting to open up our eyes and tell us it's not about what they're doing. It's about the demon behind it. And if we love like Jesus loved, we'll be willing to get along with him in everyday life. Or we'll know what he wants us to do because we're his. So when this fresh baptism of love comes, let's read it. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. This is what's going to happen in your life, in my life, in a greater degree, though it's not already happening, but it's going to happen more. Look what he said. He said in verse number 4, charity, love, suffereth long and is kind. Charity, love, envieth not. Charity, love, vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, does not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil. Now that's what a fresh baptism of love will do in your life, in my life tonight. Because the love of God, if we will allow him to immerse us in that love, it's going to show us every area that the enemy is working in the demonic. Because light is going to illuminate. All of a sudden, you're going to go, I understand why I'm doing that, why I'm thinking that. See, the devil, he can't touch your spirit. Not a Christian. Amen? Because you're blood washed. Your spirit's born again, inhabited by the Holy Ghost. That's the temple. The reason why they call the body the temple is just because your spirit is inside your body. A demon can be in your body. It can be in your mind, will, and emotions. That's why we have good people who do bad things. Amen? But love is the answer. Because all of a sudden, look what he says about love in verse number 8. Love, charity, never fail. So tonight, if you and I will, by faith, step into this fresh baptism of love, all of a sudden, there's going to be such, I hate to use the word compulsion, but that's not a good word, but there's going to be such a driving force of desire to please the Lord, to serve the Lord, to follow after the example of Jesus, because you know that you cannot fail. That you're going to go, and it's not going to be some big deal. We look at these big name preachers and these big name evangelists and missionaries as doing the big work. Praise God for them. But the big work is the body of Christ. Because there are millions of people. And they just go. They go to work. They go to the stores, we said. They go do whatever they do. But they go knowing at each step, the Bible says, the steps of a righteous man, a good man, are ordered by the Lord. That means everywhere you go, you've got marching orders. Well, if you've got marching orders from heaven, that means you walk over the demon. You walk over the enemy. So what we want to do is, we want to say, thank you, Lord, that your love never fails. Yes. Thank you, Lord, that your love causes me, enables me, empowers me to look at people differently. No longer will it be about me. I won't be lifted up, but Jesus will be lifted up. And I'm going to have a newfound peace about people. What they do no longer will bother me because I love them so much that I'm going to allow the Lord to use me not with preaching, but like Jesus did. The Bible says that Jesus was a friend to who? To sinners. Well, I can't be seen with them. Thank God Jesus was seen with me. Amen. Now, are y'all on the page with me, or am I off in left field by myself? Pray with me. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are so we're in faith. We're so assured of your love. We're so assured of your goodness. We're so sure that your love will never fail. Your love for us and through us, it's everlasting. And tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, by faith, we're going to step up either at our chair or at this altar, Lord, and when we do, we're going to step out into your love. Lord, and we asked you that you submerge us and let the love of God, let it drive away every ill feeling, every negative thought, every misunderstanding, every misconception, and let it empower us to be what you said we were, your disciples that have the ability to love as you loved. You're our source, not ourselves. Thus, we draw strictly from you, the true vine. We thank you for it. We ask you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Tonight, would you come? And when you come, I want you to tell the Lord, Lord, I know what you said in Romans chapter 5. I believe it's Romans 5:5. I'm not for sure. But in Romans chapter 5, God said that the Holy Ghost would be shed abroad in your heart. Now, I want you to make yourself an altar or come up here to this altar, wherever you want to do. And it's when you step down in that place of meeting the Lord, I want you to know that you're stepping down in His baptistry of love, and a fresh anointing of love by the Holy Ghost is going to come all over you. And this love is going to change your attitude, and it's going to give you patience and kindness like you've never had before. I need it. I don't know about you, but I need this, and I'm going to receive it by the grace of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Glory, Father God, in the name of Jesus.